नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुगेदर नारायणं नमस्कृत्या नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 21 एक्सप्लेनेशन ऑफ द वैदिक पाथ टेक्स्ट 11। शक्त्या शक्त्या अथवा बुद्ध्या। ओ, इस टेंथ लुक्स लाइक यस्टरडेज। हाँ, दिस यस्टरडेज ना। सो इसको ओके क्या करें, कल का है ना। हाँ, 5 मिनट कीर्तन कर, फटाफट लिख दो, कर दो जल्दी से, कैसे भी। This is yesterday's verse, so we can do 2 minutes more kirtan by the time the verse is changed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, 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 Rama Rama Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Sankirtan ki jash. So we are reading from Canto 11, Chapter 21, Verse 11. Repeat behind me. Shaktya shaktya thava buddhya samridhya cha yadatmane agam kurvanti hi yatha देशावस्थानुसारतः शक्त्या शक्त्यात् वा बुद्ध्या समृद्ध्या च यदात्मने अघं कुर्वन्ति हि यथा देशावस्थानुसारतः Shaktya shaktya thava buddhya samrudhya chayatma Matajis?
Shaktya,
here by relative potency. Ashaktya, impotence. Athava, or buddhya, in terms of understanding. Samriddhya, opulence. Cha, and yat, which. Atmane, to oneself. Agham, sinful reaction. Kurvanti, cause. He, indeed. Yatha, in actuality. Desh, place. Avastha, or one's condition. Anusarata, in accordance with. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Impure things may or may not impose sinful reactions upon a person, depending on that person's strength or weakness, intelligence, wealth, location, and physical condition. Purport, the Lord has described the purity and impurity or different places, times and material objects. According to the laws of nature, that which is impure contaminates a particular person in accordance with that person's situation, as described here. For example, on certain occasions, such as solar eclipse or just after childbirth, one must restrict the intake of food according to ritualistic injunctions. One who is physically weak, however, may eat without being considered impious. Ordinary persons consider the 10 days following childbirth to be most auspicious, whereas one who is learned knows that this period is actually impure. Ignorance of the law does not save one from being punished, but one who consciously commits sinful activities is considered most fallen. Concerning opulence, samriddhi, worn out, dirty clothing or messy residence are considered impure for a rich man, but acceptable for one who is poor. The word desh indicates that in a safe and peaceful place, one is obligated to strictly perform religious rituals, whereas in a dangerous or chaotic situation, one may be excused for occasional neglect of secondary principles. One who is physically healthy must offer obeisances to the deities, attend religious functions, and execute his prescribed duties. But a young child or a sickly person may be excused from such activities, as indicated by the word avastha. Ultimately, as Srila Rupa Goswami describes, Anya bhilashita shunyam jnana karmadena vritam anukuliyena krishna anushilanam bhaktir uttama. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through furtive activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.1.11. One should accept everything which is favorable for the devotional service of Lord Krishna and reject whatever is unfavorable. One must learn the process of serving God from the bona fide spiritual master and thus always maintain one's existence pure and free from anxiety. In general, however, when considering the relative purity and impurity of material things, all of the above mentioned factors must be calculated. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sapitam yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamsha E Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishvanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Mancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhye Vacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swame Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So I'd like to read the translation again. Impure things may or may not impose sinful reactions upon a person depending on that person's strength or weakness, intelligence, wealth, location and physical condition. So it has been herein described that there is always a consideration of good, bad, pure, impure, auspicious, inauspicious in terms of place, in terms of time, in terms of objects and so on. But if something is impure, we come in touch with impure, we do something at an impure time, we may have a bad effect or there could be a sinful reaction. But even all that, the rules and regulations of purity, impurity, which governs one's various duties or activities in the material world, there is also consideration of the person who is doing, what time he is doing. If we pick up some bhoga and eat the Lord, Krishna says you are eating only sin. And if a child picks up, now the child is not mature, not developed intelligence, the child picks up some bhoga, it is not considered sinful. Right? Because the child intelligence is not developed. So according to the avastha, it's not the same reaction. There could be lesser reaction, as pointed out in the purport. If someone knows the rule and consciously breaks it, that's even more, that's very sinful. Someone doesn't know and breaks it, also sinful but lesser. But someone does it when a person is in time of emergency, doesn't have a child, doesn't have a developed intelligence, or a person is very sick. If a person is extremely sick and is written over here that then on a day of fasting, due to intense sickness, the doctor says, no, you have to take this food, then it's not considered sinful. So like that. So the various rules and regulations governing purity, impurity, auspiciousness, inauspiciousness, this is sin, this is pious, also have many other considerations as being pointed out. So, and finally, in the very purport, they point out, actually, in devotional service, the word anukule yena Krishna anushilanam. Right? So the definition of pure bhakti va rupa goswami is given, anya bhilashita shunyam, jnana karma adena vritam, anukule yena Krishna anushilanam bhakti ruttama. So, as devotees, what about us following so many rules, regulations of pure, impure, good, bad, auspicious, inauspicious? So we have to, as devotees, align everything with the devotional service to the Lord. So see that whatever is favorable, or as much as possible, we should try to follow these considerations. But see that it's also in line with the execution of your devotional service. It doesn't contradict. Because that's the ultimate purpose. So we must try to understand why so many rules and regulations in the scriptures concerning this is good, this is bad, this is not good, this is not, you know, acceptable, and so on. This is not auspicious, should not be done, and so on. Why, what is the purpose of so many detailed rules and regulations? The purpose is to restrict the enjoyment of the living entities. Not at this time, not this thing, like that. No scriptural rule says this is not a good time to chant the holy name. Right? Because there is no rules and regulations like that. Right? For the pure devotional service, activities of pure devotional service, there is no consideration of at this, during this particular time, one should not chant the holy name of the Lord. Is not? So like that. So all these various rules and regulations ultimately aim at restricting the enjoyment of the conditioned soul in order that gradually our existence may be purified. So often Prabhupada in his classes would say, human life is meant for purification. In human life one should voluntarily take up some tapasya for the purpose of purification. Tapo divvena putraka yena sattvam shuddhe. Often Prabhupada has spoken widely upon this verse in journal. Many, many classes. Human life is meant for purification of one's existence. I mean, like one of the repeated constant theme in Prabhupada's talk. So therefore, one should willingly undertake austerities, right? For divine purpose. Austerities are anyway there. Right? There is no, in city life, there are enough austerities, right? Commuting, working hard. But the purpose is not divine. Austerities are there. In the village life also there are austerities, a different kind. Sometimes city people go to village and they say, this life is better. Village people feel life here is miserable. These people are better. Kind of. So each have different kind of austerities and each feel the other one is better situated than me. So life has many austerities anyway, but one should willingly take some austerities for divine purpose. Tapo divyen. That divine purpose is again purification of one's existence. So therefore, sense gratification, attachment to sense gratification actually pollutes one's consciousness. So the soul material world has been designed or to facilitate the desire of sense gratification for the living entities. Gaurang Prabhu was recently speaking that how the Lord as Mahavishnu, as Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, as Shirodakshaya Vishnu, He is creating, you know, this immense project. I mean, it's a huge project just to facilitate the desire for sense gratification. Right? A huge undertaking by the Lord. You know, the Father is merciful, He wants to facilitate so that the conditioned souls can reform themselves voluntarily. So therefore, you know, the Lord takes so many avatars just to facilitate this desire so that it can be purified ultimately. So the purpose of all the rules and regulations is also ultimate purification of the material world. So since this material world has been designed to facilitate the sense gratification, therefore this material world is inherently an impure and inauspicious place. Now within that there is a relative consideration of good, bad, auspicious, inauspicious and so on. But we must understand that this material world altogether is actually an inauspicious place for the conditioned soul, where the conditioned soul has been suffering misfortune since time immemorial. So attachment to sense gratification is the cause of misfortune, and human life is meant for purification. Right? Purify one's existence, give up the attachment for the sense gratification, and gradually become attached to service of the Lord. So, Prahlad Maharaj, he realized this fact at the age of 5. And I am amazed with the conviction with which Prahlad Maharaj presents the Siddhanta. Very clear, very crisp, with great conviction. So Prahlad Maharaj says, Drishta Bayadi Vivibho Khiladhishnapanam Ayushyo Vibhava Ichchadiyanjanoyam Yasmat Pitu Kupitahas Vijrambita Bhru Visphurjite Nalulita Satunda Satute Nirastaha. So he says, Drishta Maya, I have seen the nature of the material opulence in this world. Drishta Maya, I have seen myself. Everywhere people in this world, they pray to the devatas. For what? Ayu Shriyo Vibhava Ichchati. Everyone is praying to the demigods. Give us longer duration, give us opulences, give us more riches, and so on, for material opulence. But I have seen my father made all these devatas who are prayed for as watchmen at his doorstep in the palace. They were all his servants and no salary. Without salary, he made them do hard work. And they would salute him when he would enter, like that. So I have seen, you know, how they would tremble when my father would raise eyebrow. They would tremble in fear. It's the nature of, you know, the material existence, material opulence, how flickering it is. So Prabhupada was giving a class and he said, so you may be a very big man. You may have a nice house, a luxury car to ride. For how long? 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. Then you will be kicked out. And then you will put all your money in the name of a dog. The dog will become a millionaire. But you will become a street dog. Is that a good situation? Right? So there are many millionaire dogs in US, other places. You may become a street dog, Prabhupada was saying. Is that a good situation? Is that the success? So you may be comfortable with a very short span of life. What about next? Again, a perpetual misfortune for the living entity. Prahlad Maharaj continues, Kutra shisha shuti sukha mrigatishni rupa kvedam kale varamashesha rujam viroha nirvidyate natu jano yadapiti vidvan kamanalam madulavai shamayan durapah kutra shisha. See, people want some material pleasure, happiness. Kutra shisha, some material benediction. He said, where are they in the material world? Kutra shisha, shuti sukha mrigatishni rupa, phantasmagoria. Right? The happiness exists only in the talk of happiness. Shuti sukha, as long as we are talking of happiness, that's all. Doesn't manifest, doesn't go beyond that. Someone asked Prabhupada, Swamiji, does a spiritual master know everything? Swamiji said, yes. So can you tell us how many windows are in this Empire State Building? And Prabhupada replied, how many drops of water in the mirage? Right? So, do you know everything? Doesn't mean you know, you have the knowledge of how many windows are in this building or something, you know. So this material world is like a mirage, phantasmagoria. Prabhupada answered the question by saying, how many drops of water in the mirage? No, what a spiritual master is supposed to know. Right? All the details of all in the mirage. He knows the Tattva Vastu. Right? Tattva Vastu is Tattva Vastu Krishna, Krishna Bhakti Prema Roop, Nama Sankirtana Sabha Ananda Sarup. That is the real substance. Right? Tattva Vastu Krishna. Right? What is our relationship with Krishna? How can we revive the relation Krishna Bhakti and ultimate attainment, Prema Roop? So in this way the spiritual master knows the Tattva Vastu. So Kutra Ashisha, Shuti Sukha, where is happiness in this world? Just Shuti Sukha, in the talks only. Like a mirage, Mirga Trishni Rupa, Kvedam Kalevaram, what is this? This body, the source of happiness? Prahlad Maharaj says, Ashesha Rujam Viroha, it's a mine of diseases, one after another, storehouse. Ashesh Rujam Viroha, that 5-year-old child with great conviction. We are seeking happiness in this body. Come on, this is just a storehouse of diseases, this body. Where is happiness? Nirvidyate natu jano yadapiti vidvan. People know, people have experience, still they don't become frustrated. Nirvidyate, still they do not become disappointed and give up their attempts. Why? Kamanalam madhulavai shamayan durapai. Because of the fire of lust always burns. Once a while there is some drop of honey. And people say, yes! This is what is the goal of life. So suffering from all, from everywhere, but once a while madhulavai, you know, once a while some drop of honey tickles in. So then people think, it can be enhanced. I'll get more and more of that. Like His Grace Jananyas Prabhu was giving a class. They said even a construction laborer who is working on the road very hard for 12 hours, 14 hours, he lies down, he finds one corner below the flyover, in the corner, you know, where the flyover is ending, he'll put his mat and he will light up a bidi and he will say, life is after all not so bad. So although, you know, in great suffering, burning, life is not so bad. So this is the nature of the illusion in this world. Nirvidyate natu jano. So much suffering, but still people do not give up their hopes to enjoy in this world. Tasmada mustanubhrita mahamashushagya Ayu shriyam vibhamam indriyam avarinchat Nichhamite vilulitan uru vikramena Kam kalatma kalatmano payanamam nijabhitte parsham. Therefore Prahlad Maharaj says Tasmada mustanu bhritam aham ashishagya. Verse translated beautifully. My dear Lord, now I have complete experience concerning the worldly opulence. Right? A child at the age of 5 said, this is a complete experience now, just take my experience. What's that? The worldly opulence, mystic power, longevity and other material pleasures enjoyed by all living entities from Lord Brahma down to the ant will be slashed off with the sword of time at any point. Kalatmano panaya mam. Therefore I do not want, nechami, I do not want them, any of them. What do you want? Nijabhitte parshum. May I become a sincere servant of your pure devotee. May I become a sincere servant of a pure devotee. That is a, and that is actually the highest good fortune. Right? We discussed that this material world is inherently an inauspicious place which is a perpetual misfortune for the wandering living entity. And the highest good fortune is to become a servant of the Lord's pure devotee. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself asked Ramanand Rai, Shreyo Madhe Kona Shreya Jivira Hai Sar. And Ramanand Rai replies, Krishna Bhakta Sangha Vina Shreya Nahi Yar. No other greater fortune then the association in service to the Lord's devotees. So in this way, this samsara, right, although it looks, there are so many wonderful things in this world, looks very colorful, looks very joyful to many people. People write many songs, poems, glamorize it. But inherently this material world is a horrible, a terrible place. So Sripad Shankaracharya, he describes the real nature of this samsara, which looks very fascinating, because it's coming from the Lord's illusory energy, which the energy, it has a real connection also with the Lord, right? It's coming from the Lord. Therefore, because of its connection to the reality, the samsara looks very real, although its real nature is very horrible. So Sripad Shankaracharya, in his Lakshmi Narsim Stotram, has described this samsara in 8 verses, which is Samsara Ashtakam. Right? Probably we can sometime sing to ourselves Samsara Ashtakam. The 8 verses, they begin with samsara within Lakshmi Narsim Stotra. So his main prayer to Lakshmi Narsim is, please take me off from the samsara. That's the main theme. So let's briefly discuss. Samsara khora gahane charato murare marugra bhikara mriga pravarardithasya artasya matsara nidagani peeditasya lakshmi narsimha mama dehi karavalambam. Samsara ghor gahane. This samsara is a dense forest. People say dense forest. I will go and take selfie. Have some nice photos. Dense forest. He said, lion is coming to devour you. Wait. Don't you see the lion coming behind to devour you? As if things look beautiful. Marugra bhikaram riga pravarardhitasya. You're being attacked by a ferocious lion. So we are not able to see that part of the samsara being pointed out. Samsara is a dense forest, so I will go through a little faster. Samsara kupamati ghoramagada moolam samprapya dukkha shata sarpa samakulasya Dinasya deva kripana padamagatasya Lakshmi narsimha mama dehi karavalambam. Samsara kupam ati ghoram. Deep dark well. The floodlight will not reach up. No rope will come. Yes, someone may come to help. Not even visible. Where have we fallen? Deep dark well. So no worldly measures will be able to rescue us. And what are the miseries here? There are many poisonous snakes within that going to bite us. So those are the miseries. So for the dense forest, the lion is coming to devour us. The deep dark well, there are poisonous serpents. Third, samsara sagar vishala karala kala nakra graha grasana nigraha vigrasya vyagrasya raga rasanor mini peeditasya lakshmi narsimha mama dehi karavalambam. Samsara sagar, huge ocean. Again, ocean looks very attractive sometimes. Oh, I will swim and sport in the ocean. Crocodiles are waiting, sharks are waiting to devour you. Right? So we are unable to see that reality. This is a huge ocean and we are very soon to be devoured by nakra graha, by sharks and crocodiles. Samsara vrikshamagabijamananta karma शाखाशतम कर्ण पत्रम अनंग पुष्पम आरुह्य दुख फलितम पततो दयालो लक्ष्मी नरसिंह मम देहि करावलंबम। संसार वृक्ष, इट्स अ ट्री, नॉट अ अल्फेंसो मैंगो ट्री। अग बीजम, द बीज द सिन, एंड दे विल फोर्स्ड टू एंजॉय वेरी बिटर फ्रूट्स ऑफ इट। आरुह्य दुख फलितम, द फिफ्थ वर्स डिस्क्राइबिंग संसार, संसार सर्प घन वक्त्र भयोग्र तीव्रा दंष्ट कराल विषदग्ध विनष्ट मूर्ते नागारी वाहन सुदाब्दि निवास शौरे लक्ष्मी नरसिंह मम देहि करावलंबम। इट इज अ ह्यूज पाइथन। द फिफ्थ वर्ड डिस्क्राइब संसार एज सर्प घन वक्त्र, मेनी बिग हुड्स, एंड इज गोइंग टू डिवाउर अस। एंड श्रीपाद शंकराचार्य सेज, माय लॉर्ड प्लीज कम ऑन गरुड़ा फास्ट, राइट, बिकॉज द गरुड़ा द सर्प द पाइथन सींग द गरुड़ा विल रन अवे, नागारी वाहन, सो देयरफॉर ही एड्रेसेस द लॉर्ड एज नागारी वाहन, प्लीज कम टू रेस्क्यू मी फ्रॉम दिस ह्यूज पाइथन संसार। संसार दावदहनातुर भीकरोरु ज्वालावली भिरति दग्ध तनूरुहस्या त्वत्पाद पद्म शरसि शरणागतस्य लक्ष्मी नरसिंह मम देहि करावलंबम। संसार इज लाइक संसार दावा, राइट, वी सिंग संसार दावा नल, दिस इज अ ह्यूज फॉरेस्ट फायर वेयर आई एम बीइंग बर्नड अलाइव, therefore I take shelter at your lotus feet, please rescue me from this samsara of forest fire. Seventh, samsar jal patitasya jagannivasa sarvendriyartha vadishartha jacho jashopamasya protkhandita prachurata lukamastakasya lakshmi narsimha mam dehi karavalambam। This samsar is like a jal, a net, and there is a very alluring bait, but which is going to tear the throat and the head apart very soon, the hook. Prutkhandita prachurataluka mastakasya samsar bhikara karindra karabhighata nishpishta marma vapusha sakalarti nasha प्राण प्रयाण भव भीति समाकुलस्य लक्ष्मी नरसिंह मम देहि करावलंबम। दिस संसार इज भीकर करिंद्र, वेरी ड्रेडफुल एलिफेंट गोइंग टू अटैक अस एंड यू नो क्रश आवर वाइटल्स, पुट इस ह्यूज फुट ऑन द वाइटल पार्ट्स एंड फिनिशर्स। देयरफॉर माय लॉर्ड, being very fearful of this samsara, I approach you, please rescue me. So you all can study in detail these verses. It could be samsara seminar for 3 days, 8 verses, they have so much things to be elaborated, but I didn't wanted to just get at samsara, I wanted to cross the samsara also, right, so I wanted to cover that part also, so went through fast samsara ashtakam. Srila Prabodhanand Saraswati Thakur has also offered a similar prayer. Samsara dukkha jalado patitasya kama krodadi nakrama karai kavali kritasya durvasana nigaditasya durasharasya chaitanya chandramam dehi karavalambam. So he prays to Lord Chaitanya to extend his hand. He says, I am fallen this samsara, this ocean where the water is misery, dukkha jalado, and the kam krodha are like the shark and the crocodiles. Someone says, swim, swim fast, get away from them. Durvasana nigaditasya, I am enchained by my desires to enjoy durvasana. Where will I swim? I'll be devoured. There is no other way than you pick me up. Chaitanya chandra mama dehi karavalambam. So in this way, this samsara, the real nature of this samsara has been described. And they said that I want to briefly discuss the next part, how to go, you know, out of this samsara. Rudranath Prabhu? So the child also, in the womb, the child in the womb, just like we feel the child in the womb is very safe and secure, very happy. That's what we feel. But Bhagavatam reveals that the child in the womb is actually miserable. And therefore, the child realizes the nature of this world within the womb of the mother, and the child has offered beautiful prayers to the Lord for deliverance. So I'm just going to read out or discuss these prayers briefly. So the child in the Lord, in a helpless condition, realizing the nature of the samsara, offers prayers to Krishna for protection. And we know this in the Srimad Bhagavatam 3rd canto. But Chaitanya Bhagat Vrindavan Das puts this prayers in a bangla, right? He describes in the first chapter of Madhyakhand. So the same prayers, but in a different meter now, in a different form. Raksha raksha jagat jivera prananat toma bai dukha jiva nibadibakat. He says, my Lord, please protect raksha raksha jagat jivera prananat. O life and soul of the universe, please protect me. Other than you, to whom can I express my distress? One who has binded me, he alone can free me from this tribulation. Mityadhan putra rase gunai lujanam nabha jilu tor dui amulya charan. My Lord, I have wasted my life in vain, seeking pleasure and wealth, children. I have not worshipped your priceless lotus feet. I have not worshipped your priceless lotus feet. Further the child says, ekhane ye dukhe mor ke karibe par, tumi se ekhan bandhu karibe udhar. Who can deliver me from this miserable condition? You alone are my friend. You alone can deliver me. So the child is just like we read, Lakshmi Narasimha Mamadehi Karavalambam. The Lord alone can rescue us. Ete ke jani nu satya tomara charan, raksha prabhu krishna tora lailu sharan. Now I realize that the only truth is your lotus feet. Therefore, please protect me, I take shelter. Raksha prabhu krishna tora lailu sharan. Tumi hai na kalpataru thakur chadiya, bhuli lana asat pathe pramatahaya. Forgetting you, giving up the shade of your lotus feet, which are like a desire tree, I have been maddened and wandering in the samsara, performing various kind of sinful activities in complete forgetfulness of your lotus feet. And it is very proper that, my Lord, you have punished me in this way. You forced me, you know, in this samsara. But now I take shelter of a lotus feet. Ei kripa kar yena toma na pasari, ye khane se khane kene na janmi na mari. Now Lord, I pray to you that I may not forget you wherever I take birth or die. Ye khane tomar nahi yashera prachar, yatha nahi Vaishnava janera avatar. Now the child has prayed that even if I take birth again, right, the child while praying, if you see, first of all he prays for the Lord to deliver in this condition. But as he prays and he remembers the Lord, he says, actually let this remembrance be there, even if I have to take another birth. Right? Even if there is another birth. But then the child prays, what kind of birth, if there has to be another birth, what kind of birth there should be? Ye khane tumar nahi yashera prachar. I don't want to take birth at a place where there are no glories of your being chanted. Yatha nahi vaishnava janera avatar. Where there are no Vaishnavas. Right? The word avatar is used. Where the Vaishnavas have not descended. Ye khane tumar yatra mohosavanai. Where there are no festivals of Sankirtan happening. Right? Festival of Harikatha and Harikirtan. Indra loke haila o taha chahi chai. Even if that place is Indra Loka, but these things are not there, I don't want that. Give me birth in a place where your glories are being chanted, where there are Vaishnavas, and where there are festivals of Harikatha and Harikirtan. Is the child desired. Further, the child says, Garbhavas dukha prabhu eho mura bhal. Yadi toras mritu mura rahe sarvakal. He said, my Lord, now I pray for your continuous remembrance. If that is only possible in this womb, then let me be in this womb forever. Right? This child prays. Garbhavas dukha prabhu eho mura bhal. This is a better situation, now that I can remember you. Further, the child says, Torapad padmera smaran nahi yatha. Hin kripa kar prabhu na pheliva tatha. So I want that, don't please never send me to a place where I can't remember a lotus feet. Right? Because Kunti Maharani also prays, bhavato darshanam yatsyat apunar bhava darshanam. In the miseries, we always remember you and you are there with us. And remembering you, seeing you means no more seeing this material world, the samsara again. Eimat dukha prabhu koti koti janma, pailu vistara prabhu sab mura karma. O Lord, I have suffered in millions and millions of births simply as a result of my own karma. E dukha vipada prabhu rahe bare bar, yadi tora smriti thake sarva veda sar. I don't mind even if those miseries be there again and again, as long as I have the remembrance of your lotus feet.
Henakara Krishna ebe dasya yoga diya, charane rakhah dasi nandana kariya.
Now Lord, please give me dasya yoga. So, as Prahlad Maharaj just begged for the Dasya Yog, Prahlad Maharaj asked Narasimha Dev, will you please teach me Dasya Yogam? Right? This yoga is not very well known in this world of yoga. Right? Prahlad Maharaj just prayed for that. Jasmat priya priya viyog samyoga janma shokagnina sakalayo nishudahye manan. Dukkhaushadam tadape dukkham tadhiyaham bhumam bhramami vadame tavadasya yogam. So Prahlad Maharaj prayed that how in this wandering this samsara, right, and being caught by I like this, I don't like this, trying to find solution to the miseries which themselves produces the bigger miseries, my Lord, please now teach me your dasya yogam. Right? So the highest yoga which will keep one healthy forever, right? The healthy eternal life will be actually granted by this Dasya Yogam. The child is praying here, Dasya Yoga.
Henakara Krishna ebe Dasya Yoga diya, charane rakhah dasi nandana kariya.
Please, may I take birth in the house of a devotee, Dasi Nandan, in the house of your maid servant, and I may become the child of a devotee. And in this way, I may always remember your lotus feet.
Bareka karaha yadi e dukhera par, toma bai tabu prabhu na chahi muar.
Finally, again the child said, "My Lord, if you deliver me from this condition, then I will not desire anything other than your lotus feet." And in this way, the child offers this beautiful prayers, right, to the Lord to be delivered from this samsara, this material existence. So, I'll just end with another beautiful verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita, wherein he says, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he encourages us to leave this samsara, this ocean of material existence, and go and swim in the reservoir of nectar. Right? There's another ocean of nectar, which is meant to be, we can sport around and so on. And he describes that how the devotees, that is the place for the devotees to swim, sport, relish the nectar of the Lord's Katha and Kirtan. So, again a beautiful verse in this relation. Prabodhananda Swami Thakur says, Samsara Sindhu Tarane Ridayam Yadi Syat Sankirtanam Ritarase Sankirtanam Ritarase Ramate Manaschet Premambudo Viharane Yadi Chitta Vrittis Chaitanya Chandra Charana Sharanam Mayatu. So he says, Samsara Sindhu Tarane Hridayam Yadi Syat. If your heart wants to cross over this samsara and Sankirtanamritarase, and you want to relish the Sankirtanamre, the nectarian, the mellows of Katha and Kirtan, Premambudo Virahane Yadi Chitta Vrittis, and you want to sport around, take selfies, in the ocean of love for Krishna, right? So crossing this ocean, there is another ocean. Go there by taking shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagatam ki jai, Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.